Good morning. Shall I wave? So nice to hear you all say good morning. And nice to see lots of people. Our call to worship. Lord, I'll praise you in the quietness when my soul is at rest. I'll praise you in the tranquil times when I'm feeling, oh, so blessed. I'll praise you while in the valley when my spirit is feeling low. I'll praise you in darker times when I'm not sure which way to go. I'll praise you from the mountaintop when my heart with you is right. I'll praise you for each victory when I'm soaking in your light. I'll praise you in the gusts that blow when my soul is tossed about. I'll praise you in the stormy sea when I am struggling with doubt. Lord, I'll praise you no matter what, be it I am blessed or stressed. I will praise you regardless if I am anxious or at rest. And if you would open up your brown hymnal to number 16, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, and we're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 3. And if you're able, please stand. So number 16 in your brown hymnal. I always feel like I sing so loudly and that all I can hear is me. I'm going to have to sing quieter so I can hear you all joining in and singing. So welcome this Sunday morning, another rainy but still not snowing day. Welcome to everyone. If there are any guests in our midst who would like to be introduced or you would like to introduce somebody, please feel free. Now is your time. Yes, I know. Hi, Jackson. And hi to all the kids here this morning. It's wonderful to see you all. Well, if there aren't any guests to be introduced, then we will go straight into singing some more. So if you would open up your Mennonite hymnal again to number 106. And just because I am once in a while really long for the German words. And this song, the O Power of Love, has beautiful German words. And I'm sure that you all know, or many of you will know, the first verse off by heart. If you don't, it is number 376. So I would like to lead the first verse in German. Please feel free to sing along. And then we will sing verse 1 and 3 in the English book. Okay? So 376, if you want to join in the German for the first verse. Ich bete an die Macht der Liebe.
Ich bete an die Macht der Liebe, die sich in Jesus.
Thank you. Now, children's story. I get to do that too. So come on up, kids.
Well, it's sure nice to see all of you here this morning. Now, Pastor Marv, where is he? Give us a wave, Pastor Marv, so everybody knows. There he is. He talks to the adults, and there are some certain things that they talked about last week, and it was about loving relationships. That means, you know, loving your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your dad, your friends, even when you get a little angry. But since I wasn't here, I'm going to read you a little story about love. But today they're going to be talking about how we worship in church. How do we give God praise and glory? And I think some of those things are like in Sunday school. If you want to really feel great about coming to Sunday school, you like being with your friends, you like coloring, you like reading, you like doing some good music and singing, and that makes worship or going to church fun, and it makes you want to continue to come. And if you love the people that you're with, then it's really easy to want to keep coming. So here is a little story about love. Live your life stuffed with as much love as you can. Then give away as much as you can. So here are some bare facts about love. Love keeps working instead of crying. Love faces all those troubles but keeps on trying. Love is friendly to that new bear or the new kid at school. Love lives by the golden rule. If I were new, just like you, I would need a good friend too. So if you have a new kid in your Sunday school class or at school, you want to be good to them, right? Love can still grin from ear to ear when someone else gets all the cheers and you didn't win. Love never acts proud and says, "I'm first, you're last," and laugh at them. Love knows that others also need love and praise. Love doesn't trip others just for fun. Fun that hurts others must not be done. Love will take a piggy bank to buy your friend a present. Love knows that even a birthday toy can be broken, but temper tantrums, they can't replace it. Love is soft-spoken. Love says you did your best at baking a cake, even when we make a mess. Do you make a mess sometimes in the kitchen when you're helping? Or you spill all that? Yeah, we all do, even us mums and dads and omas and opas. But you'll do better next time, because we all make mistakes. Love never cheats to beat at a game. Play by the rules. That's the best way to compete. Love is a treat to all, the big, the small, the short, the tall. Love is not stingy with big bear hugs. Everyone needs to give and get love. Aren't we thankful to God for loving us every day and showing us love's way? Let's love God back by showing our love for families, our friends, and ourselves. Then life will always be full of love. Can we say a little prayer? Thank you for this wonderful Sunday morning and for all the kids and the adults and everyone gathered here. Help us to love one another, regardless if we're short or tall, fat or skinny, white, brown, blue, yellow, black, whatever. Help us to love. Amen. Okay. Now you can go to Sunday school.
So in your bulletins, we have announcements, and we'll just highlight a few. First of all, I apparently got an email like many of you did, but I haven't had opportunity to look at my email all weekend because, you know, life is busy and lots to do. But there will be a potluck next Sunday after our Thanksgiving service. So please mark that down in your calendar. Next Sunday after our Thanksgiving service and communion, there will be a potluck downstairs. Then just under number one, proud grandparents are announcing the birth of a new grandchild, and that's for Erica and George Friesen, their new grandchild, Ezra Frederick Seth Bergman. Wow, back in the olden days, do you remember most of us who came from Paraguay only got one name? Now we got three, but then I have a son with three names too. May God be blessing them. Then number three, look at the listening circle that will begin soon and make sure that you take note of that and that you come and join us. Number two, the choir will be singing next Sunday. So we had a good practice this morning, but there's no problem if you want to come one more time. We'll be practicing again next Sunday before the church service. And number five, we've had that notice for a while about the clothing fair. And Kids Club is up and running again. And then you can see under Beyond MKNC, you can pretty well be doing something every week and a couple of times a week. And it's just going to get busier as we head into, you know, all the Christmas concerts and so on. So you might want to note just under number 14, if you want to sing, they're going to be having a big community-type choir at the Covenant Christian Reformed Church. And I, of course, would love to be there to be singing, but I'm actually going to be spending the entire winter this year in New Zealand with my son and my grandson. So I will really miss being here for Christmas, because I'll tell you, Christmas isn't the same in the hot sunshine. It just doesn't feel right singing Frosty the Snowman or all of the wonderful songs at church. Sharing time. Is there anyone who would like to share anything? Elizabeth has the mic.
Hello? Yeah, I'll start the sharing by inviting anyone who has something extra left in their garden for the Thanksgiving display next Sunday. I know I have left a big zucchini club growing in my garden, so to bring it. Hopefully it'll look very impressive. It's quite large. The snails don't get to it this week. So you can drop that off anytime. We'll be working on the display Saturday morning at 10. If you want to come and help out with that. And then another note, changing my hat, on it's number 7 in your bulletins. We're having, at Camp Assiniboia, we're having a barn dance and pie spectacular. So there'll be some square dancing and line dancing in the barn, and then a pie auction. I didn't go last year, but apparently it's a very fun event, fun family event. So yeah, we'd love to see you there.
Do you remember, I'm just going to say something about last Sunday, because I thought we had a good event, but do you remember when I made some sort of, you know, braggartly comments about my crokinole capabilities? Yeah, some people remember that, and you wondered, what's he saying that for? I didn't win. But we had a really nice lunchtime and intergenerational event of playing crokinole. And I was paired with one of the teens from the youth group, and we had a good time playing together. Just to kind of say to you, if you weren't there, you missed something good. And we enjoyed ourselves. Beyond that, there's somebody who just, things are not all good, and there's more of us than one of that, but Rudy Redekop called on Friday to give an update and to suggest that I let you know a little bit how things were going. That's just that Elfrida had her first chemo on Wednesday, and on Friday the report was that she was enduring some pain and very tired. And so remember Frida and Rudy as they go this journey.
No one else? Yeah, I think these days everyone is touched by cancer. If they say one out of two, I don't think they're kidding anymore. And it just, some of us are fortunate and some have a much longer struggle, those who have to endure diagnosis and waiting for treatment, and treatment that is helpful and treatment that doesn't help. And there are many of us in this church, and I think we all know that we keep them in our prayers, and many that we may not know about yet, but keep them in our prayers. So join me for the prayer of God's people, please. Heavenly Father, this morning we gather in this place to worship and praise you. We come with hearts waiting to hear your word of comfort. We come with hearts heavy with heartache, pain, and worries about our family, our health, our future, our world. We come with hearts filled with joy for our beautiful fall season, our blessings from the gardens, the birth of a new child, celebrations of love and relationships, perhaps a new job, a retirement, or a parent getting to a place where they will be cared for in their aging years. Be near us this hour, every hour, to quiet our hearts, to be open to your message, to be open to asking and receiving support from our community that surrounds us in this church and beyond. Help us accept life as it comes to us from all directions, knowing we can turn to you, not for the answers to our questions, not for all understanding as to why our loved ones have cancer, why emotional distresses exist in every family, but to lean on you, our loving God, for the hope and the healing only you can give in your time and in your way. We pray for our church family, for all of those members who are in personal care home, those waiting to enter one, those who are in hospital or ill at home. We pray for the lonely, the hurting. We pray for the world and our leaders. We pray that injustices and inequities might be reversed. We pray for our earth, that we might be better stewards so that our future generations might also enjoy blue skies, waving fields of wheat, forests and mountains, clean water, and the many species of beautiful animals, birds and fish and butterflies and flowers that we all take for granted every day. Let us take time as we enjoy nature to be mindful, to rejoice, to worship and give thanks. Be with us this hour and throughout the week, wherever we go. Help us spread love and gratefulness. We pray all of this and so much more in the name of you, our loving Father. Amen. And for the offering, please. These eyes aren't getting any younger, so you have to go and make it a bit bigger so I can see the words better.
Sing, praise to God, O winds above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the
to men.